Hello, welcome to Infinite Prattle. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that occurred to me quite a long time ago, and it's something I've been wanting to talk about for a while, and that's the similarities between the film, in my opinion, Avatar, and the film Fern Gully, and whether there's some sort of connection there. Like, bear with me on this, and stay tuned for my thoughts on that. You're listening to Infinite Prattle with your host, Stephen. Thanks for joining me for unscripted, unedited, everything. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining me again. Hope you're okay. If it's your first time here, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, thank you very much. So I said in the intro, for legality, this is my opinion, and I'm not saying that James Cameron or any of the scriptwriters or anything are plagiarists or anything like that, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, there's a bit of a similarity, in my opinion, between the story and kind of, like, conceptually. I suppose I could go for a lot of things in life, I suppose. Between Fern Gully and Avatar. And I've literally just watched Fern Gully. I'm recording this quite early because I'm trying to be organized for once. So today's date is the 30th of March. But I think this is going to go out on the 14th of April. You know already that you're listening to it on the date. Well, actually, you might be listening to it on the day after that. So whatever day I say this is released, you'll be able to check. Anyway, I always get hung up on that. That doesn't matter. Fern Gully. Okay, so Fern Gully is like a 1992, I think it was actually, released animation film from Fox. And I loved this film as a kid. You know, it has voice talents from Samantha Mathis, Robin Williams, Tim Curry, Christian Slater, lots of other people that probably more Americans would probably be more familiar with than me. Tommy Chong, Jonathan Ward, Cheech Marin. So a lot of people involved in the film, voice talent wise. And spoiler alert, for anyone that doesn't know, hang on. Spoiler alert! I never use my sound effects, so, you know, try and actually fundamentally use this machine I bought. But yeah, so basically the storyline of and there's spoilers obviously for Avatar as well. But the storyline of Fern Gully, in a nutshell, is basically fairy folk living in a little forest, rainforest area called Fern Gully. And there is some loggers coming towards their area. And there's a backstory of Hexus, which is an evil entity who feeds off slime and pollution and basically wants to destroy all living things, I suppose. And he's voiced by Tim Curry. And what happens is Krista, who's like the lead fairy, she has a curiosity with humans. And this is actually kind of where it parallels The Little Mermaid a little bit, to be honest with you. So she wants to go above the canopy and look, and she wants to meet a human. She's fascinated with them, similar to The Little Mermaid. You all know I love that film. More on that in another podcast. And basically what happens is she ventures out of the forest because she'd seen some smoke, and against the advice of like the elder fairy, who's like very, very wise and can do really good magic and grow seeds from scratch into plants and trees and stuff, called Magi Loon. So she ventures out and sees where this smoke's coming from. It's this big machine, and she stumbles across this guy who sees her basically in this bush glowing, and he tries to chase her and catch her, and he's fascinated with her as he catches her, and then one of the trees falls, and the fairy has to make him small to avoid being crushed by the tree, so then he enters their world. So, like, you might be thinking, where the hell does this come into Avatar? But in my brain, when I was watching Avatar, It was in 2000. Was Avatar 2009? Let's quickly Google. I'm pretty sure it was 2009. Like, I must admit, like, listen, I really like Avatar. It's a brilliant film. Yes, 2009. Well done, Stephen. I'm quite impressed. I remember that. And I love Avatar. It's a great film. But I couldn't help when I was watching it and when I came out of the cinema, having watched Avatar. I don't know how to say it. I say it differently every time. That in my brain, there was a lot of similarities between them. Like, there was very much, like, the person entering the other world and becoming friends with them and kind of almost going against what they were doing, what they were up against. I don't know, there's some nuances in Avatar that, you know, don't really follow that. But in my brain, at least anyway, I was thinking, was this like a soft live-action reboot? Were Fox at some point, because I think it's Fox that own Avatar. Again, I'll do a quick Google. I would think it would be, because I think James Cameron works a lot with Fox. I presume it is a Fox release. I just typed in Fox Avatar, and it's just come up with loads of random AI-generated Fox images, which is really funny. So did Fox release Avatar? Did they? Did Fox produce Avatar? Da 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 da. It was produced by 20th Century Fox. Yes, I thought it was, which is now Walt Disney Company, as we all know. Yeah, so I was right. So they're both Fox products, like Fern Gully. I believe Fern Gully was actually taken originally from a book. I think that's where they originally come from. That's where they're inspired from. I can't remember the name of the author. Diane someone. It'll come back to me. Diane Young. Basically, Fox owned both the rights to both. That's not even a sentence, really. You know what I'm getting at. So in my view was Fox can't copyright themselves. So if they were ever thinking about doing like a follow-up to Fern Gully, there is a second one, which I've never seen actually, because I always feel like it would, kind of paint the first one, because the second ones, they're always like worse, I feel. And I don't know. Anyway, but in my view is maybe they were thinking about doing like a live action version of Fern Gully, because there's a lot of things being rebooted and such like that. And in my brain, when I watched Avatar, was is this like a more well thought out, more developed, more of the modern age Fern Gully? And that's probably what I'm going for. Like, it's kind of like a mixture of a reboot kind of rewritten tale in my brain. And yeah, because if you look at this again, if you look at the similarities, though, we've got someone entering another world, befriending a main female character who's almost like patriarch, but you know, kind of I think she's the daughter of like the village leader, and I think that's what it is in Avatar as well. Isn't she like almost like the princess or something, or very high up in the tribe? And then she kind of maybe even kind of semi falls in love with the main character. Obviously in Avatar they do kind of fall in love and have weird tail sex. In Fern Gully they don't do that. They have like a kiss, but nothing really ever happens from that. Because technically Krista's got a boyfriend, Pip, voiced by Christian Slater, which he seems okay with all the betrayal. I don't know. Never really kind of mentioned that at all. I suppose it is a kid's film. And then you've got the impending doom of, you know, the humans drawing closer, destroying the forest, mining for resources, which obviously in Avatar was unobtainium, which is ridiculous name for a it's kind of almost ridiculous and genius at the same time, which is kind of James Cameron's thing, I feel. But yeah, I just feel, and I'm not saying Avatar's worse for it, and I'm not saying like that it's not a good idea, because I think that if they remade Ferngully as a live action film, having just watched it, you know, it's not as good as I remember when I was a kid. It's still a good film. There's some brilliant parts in it, but it's not. I feel it's not a Disney film. I think Disney films are a bit more polished. The animation's not great in places. It was using a bit of CGI. Anime style in places. The villain dies off far too easily, I think. The villain's not well used. The parts of the villain is in, like, Tim Curry voices character amazingly. He's got such an evil laugh. Tim Curry can do such a brilliant evil laugh. Yeah. I've been loving Tim Curry recently, because I mentioned him in the Muppet episode. He's just brilliant, isn't he, Tim Curry? Terrible situation he's in currently, isn't he? Because I think he's had some strokes or something and left him a bit immobile and such things. But, you know, what a guy, like, what a career he's had. Anyway, comparison between two films. That's all I can say. It's like, when I came out of Avatar, I was just making them comparisons of saying, you know, there's a male lead, female lead. The male lead falls in with the female lead, kind of almost becomes part of them, and then helps fight against the humans, which is exactly what happens in Ferngully. And Avatar just takes it, like, one step further. It takes it to the point of, you know, there's, like, that parallel where the humans are almost trying to get in with the tribe to kind of make it okay for them to invade their area, because that's fundamentally what the Avatars are for. They're, like, kind of go in, say, hello, we're on your planet. And obviously it was a separate planet. Although they don't actually say where they are. They say the humans in Ferngully, but they don't say they're technically on Earth, I don't think. It's just presumed. I know he's from New York, so I suppose it is. They do say he's from New York, so I suppose it is set on Earth. But I just think that Avatar was like a more developed, adult, modern-day, live-action Ferngully. And I still can't get my head around that. Having watched Ferngully again, I can see where that development came on. I mean, I just said to Sarah, we were watching it together, she'd never seen it before. And when I said that, she was like, oh, do you think that? I was like, yeah. I said, well, you know, look, you know, the two main leads, you know, people are suspicious of the human, which is the same in Avatar. There's even a home tree kind of thing going on. When the machines are coming to chop all the trees down in Ferngully, they go into this tree and it seals itself in. And the character of Maggie, she dies. Spoiler. And she turns into, like, dust, like fairy dust, and each one of the fairies are flying around the inside of this tree. It's like multiple trees that you, like, twist together, basically. And she kind of, like, turns to dust and kind of hands the torch onto Krista to become the new person. And the dust falls on every single fairy that's in the tree, including Zack. And Zack kind of glows the same as the fairies do. So it's, for me, that's like emulating the part in Avatar where he becomes kind of accepted and is fighting with them. And he almost believes he's part of that and has that, like, psychological change. Maybe I'm reading into it too deeply, but that's what I feel. That's what I feel. And he even starts to feel the tree's pain. He has the connection with Krista. And he even starts to, you know, he touches a tree after he has the kiss with her, and they're flying, basically, because they've kissed them in this water. And maybe the obsession where wet hair comes from is this film and The Little Mermaid. I love, like, wet hair on a woman. Really bizarre thing to say, but I do. It's like, yeah, they have this kiss, and then they're floating above the pond, basically, and then she flies off, and he's not been able to feel the tree's pain because they're all connected with, you know, Mother Nature, and the trees are all connected, and all the nature's connected, and they can help things grow in the forest, and they're all connected. And he touches a tree, and he realizes the tree's in pain because oil from the humans has got into the water system. And he's obviously concerned then. He's like, oh, I'm really concerned, but he's been lying to Krista because he's been telling her he's not connected with the humans. And again, I suppose that's kind of like Avatar in the fact that they don't really believe his viewpoint and his standpoint. And don't really want to accept him because of that. Yeah, I really like Fern Gully and I really like Avatar. And although they are completely separate films, Avatar did come second. Avatar did come second. Is it really annoying you that I keep saying that differently? It's annoying me. And I can't get away from the fact I think there's a connection there. Rightly or wrong, maybe I'm connecting two things that I really like because I want there to be a connection. And there's no doubt that Avatar is embedded in the James Cameron world. And there's a big thing. This is a completely separate thing. This is a big theory that all James Cameron's films in some way are in the same universe, just on different timelines, or points in time, should I say? So even Titanic is technically in canon. And if you look at the technology in Avatar, it very much mimics a lot of the stuff that's in Aliens. So if you look at like the way the consoles are, some of the chairs and uniforms, and the way the laboratories and stuff are set out, they're very, very much like Aliens. So James Cameron does very much like to have his own kind of styled things. And again, I'm not saying that he's ripped off the story, because obviously it is a different story. But I think there's too many similarities for it to be a coincidence. Or is it just a coincidence because it's just about nature and not killing trees, and it's just an environmental thing? I'm reading far too much into it. What do you think? Am I mental? Possibly, I don't know. Anyway, if you've not seen either of them films, I highly recommend, even though I'll just kind of spoil them for you, I recommend Avatar and Fern Gully. Fern Gully is just a fun film. It's very short. And it's Robin Williams' first voice acting role in an animation film. And he just, like Robin Williams does, from what I've read on the internet, he just improvised hours and hours of parts, like lines for the film, which they just animated around, basically. So, it's pretty cool, which I think he pretty much did for Aladdin as well. They kind of had a script and he just kind of worked around it and just did his thing, really. Which is what Robin Williams did, wasn't it? So I've talked about Tim Curry, like, brilliant as the villain in the film. And I didn't realize who played Krista, and I actually know her. If you Google her, you'll recognize her. She's been Samantha Mathis. She's been in quite a lot of things. Like, she was in Super Mario Brothers in 1993. She was in Broken Arrow. She was in Punisher, the original 2004. Well, I'll say the original one, the 2004 one, which is the one that John Travolta was in is the villain. I just think the voice talent in that film was really good. The songs are really good. Elton John does a song for it at the end. Is the end titles. And, watch it. It's worth a watch. And if you do watch it, and you have seen Avatar, let me know if you think what I think. That potentially there's a link in the story, or maybe it is just pure coincidence. Maybe James Cameron's never seen Fern Gully. He was probably busy making Terminator 2 at the time, so, I don't even know if I don't even know who wrote Avatar, to be honest. Was it him? I know he's making the films, but, you know, I feel like if he wrote it probably debunks it all. But, anyway. I think I'm going to leave it there, because I don't think there's anything else to say. I think that Avatar took some inspiration, or is very similar, please don't sue me, anyone, to Fern Gully. The last, to give it its full title, Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest. Let me know what you think down below in the comments on anything you're watching this on YouTube or on any of the streaming services, or just send me a message or comment on social media. And let me know what you think. Do you think Fern Gully is similar, or maybe has inspirational content for Avatar, or am I mad? Which has been said before. So, yes, thank you for listening. that was my take on that. Please join me next time on Infinite Prattle. Please like, share, subscribe, comment, all them good things. But mainly, thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for listening to Infinite Prattle with your host, Stephen. Follow me on social networks @Infinite Prattle, and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks very much.